So today I want to discuss with you the minhag of opening the door after we eat the afikomen. We all know there's a minhag. We open the door and we recite Shefei Chamoscha El Hagoyma Shelo Yiducha V'Al Halam L'Chosa Shelo Yiducha. We recite, that's really cool, it's a kina on the Haggadah we say kinas, like Tisha B'Av, the kina of Shvoi Chamoscha.
Is it a kina?
Yeah, it's viewed as a kina, as a lament.
Nechemia
asks for retribution, for punishment for the enemies. That itself is, Jews are very, very peaceful people. We don't generally go and want to see our enemies suffer. But it's a very interesting idea. Why at all times of the year do we ask, do we beg Hashem to punish our enemies? It was only with great difficulty that Chazal put into the Shemoneh Esrei v'la malshim al pei sikva. And we pray for the destruction of our enemies. There it's really the Jewish enemies, the Lamalshinim, the Tzedokim. But it's interesting, it's all part of justice. Justice requires retribution, requires that the enemies be punished for their bad deeds, for the harm they've caused us. But not so much to focus on the Eden of Shvei Chamoscha, but let's really focus on why do we have to open the door. Okay, if we want to say Shvei Chamoscha, we want to ask Hashem to punish our enemies, so we'll eat the afikomen, we'll moizgin kois revi, we'll go and we'll prepare the fourth cup of wine, we'll prepare the cup of wine for benching. Wait, after I would say, wait, what are we? I'm getting confused.
The benching cup is the third one.
The third cup. And then we say Shvei Chamoscha before we resume the halam. We moizgim kois revi. Correct. By the way, the different minhagim. What I'm familiar with, I'm sure you have all different minhagim, is that you, after you finish benching, you don't immediately fill up the fourth cup. You only fill up the kois shel Eliyahu. You then open the door and recite Shvei Chamoscha. And then you take from the kois shel Eliyahu and you fill up all of different. There are different customs. You fill up different all the cups. Otherwise, what do you do with the kois shel Eliyahu?
You can always pour back.
You pour back into the bottom one. That's correct. But you want like a chassidish shirayim. You want to remain over. Okay, the different minhagim.
Each one is good as the other.
Each one. But what? So let's start with the measures. The measures that says, one of the popular reasons given why we open the door is because of the Medrash that tells us that the night that Yaakov Avinu, the day that Yaakov Avinu received the brachos from Yitzchak, he was able to outsmart his brother Esav with the encouragement of Rivka. He received the brachos, was the night of Pesach. And that's why Yitzchak instructed Yaakov to prepare Shnei Gidoyi Izim Asher Hafti, prepare for me two goats, which I love. One was the Karban Chagiga, and one was the Karban Pesach. Yaakov Avinu, he fed Yitzchak the Karban Pesach, Ein Maf Tidin Achra Pesach Afikoimin, and then they say just ate the Afikoimin. Yaakov Avinu benched, he blessed Hashem, he gave him the brachos, Vayihi, the pasuk says, Ach Yotso Yetze Yaakov, Vihine Esav Ochiv Bo Mitzido. Yaakov Avinu, he just received the brachos, he gave him the afikomen, he left, and then suddenly as he was leaving, who was coming? Esav was coming with his mata'amen. And then what happened? Vayechra Yitzchak Charodo Gedoyla Admo. There's a very important, fascinating medrash. The medrash says that Yaakov Avinu wasn't even able to leave the house, because as he was about to open the door, who did he see coming? It's a Medrash. Medrash Rabbah. Popular Medrash. This is not some esoteric Medrash he never heard of. Medrash Rabbah. He saw Esav coming. Oh no, I can't open the door and get out. What am I going to do? Let me just hide behind the door. So Esav opened the door, and Yaakov Avinu, he hid. Yaakov was achoyre hadeles. He hid behind the door when Yitzchak saw Esav, and when Esav presented Yitzchak with the matamim, and Yitzchak said, "Vayechra Yitzchak harod gedoyla ad maot." Yaakov was hiding achoyre hadeles. being that this event took place in the night of Pesach, as we know, it's too late, Esav. I've already eaten the afikoymin. Ein maftidin acher Pesach afikoymin. It's too late. This whole event took place on the night of Pesach. We have to understand the night of Pesach is a very significant day in that it is the day of the Birchas Yitzchak. We mentioned this many times, there's no greater bracha in the Torah than the Birchas Yitzchak. It is the ultimate bracha. It's greater than the Birchas of Moshe, it's greater than the Birchas of Yaakov, it's certainly greater than all the brachas of David, anything you'll find in Tanakh. It is the ultimate bracha. There are 10 brachas. V'yitin l'cha Elokim, mital ha-shamayim, u'mishmani aretz, v'rav dogon, v'sirosh, v'yavducha amin, v'yishtach l'cha l'umim, heve gvir li'achecha, v'yishtach l'cha b'nei imecha, o'erecha arur, u'mivarechecha baruch. There are exactly 10 brachas. This is the spitz. There's nothing greater than this. That's why it's a very great inyan to say every mitzvah Shabbos. The 10, at least those psuk in that pasuk, these are the 10 brachas. When were they given? It were given to Klal Yisrael the night of Pesach. And Yaakov Avinu got the brachas by the skin of his teeth. And where was he hiding? He was hiding Achorei Hadalos. In order to remind us of the incredible siyata d'shmaya, the bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and when we focus on the difference between us and Esav, shefoich hamoscha el hagoyim, asher lo yidu'ucho, who is that primarily focused on? Gesundheit? That primarily focuses on Esav, asher ochel es Yaakov. The whole Shvech HaMosch is Esav HaRasha, you, Esav, you produced an Amalek, look at the Tzos, you caused us. It is the contrast between us and Klal Yisrael, and all of this swung in the balance of the door. We were on one side of the door, and Esav was on the other side of the door. The drama of the Birchas Yitzchak of Klal Yisrael receiving it and Esav not receiving it and Esav being punished for the tzaras that caused us, we remind ourselves of this event by opening up the door to bring to light this beautiful medrash and to remind us of this very significant event which happened on this night. And that's, I think, a very beautiful medrash, a very appropriate, very really fits in and really reminds us of what we're doing, what we're trying to remind ourselves on the night of Pesach. Now let's go to the other extreme. If you want to forget about Midrashim, some of the Mefarshim tell us the reason why we open the door is for a very simple reason, because of the blood libels. Because the truth is, this minhag is not mentioned anywhere. It's a modern minhag. We don't really know where it comes from. We have a tradition that goes way, it goes way back. Blood libels. It was a terrible tzar throughout history of Klal Yisrael. The goyim would say that we kill the Christian non-Jewish children. We take their blood and we put it into the matzah. So there's always a sakana that they should not make a bilbul against us and say that we've killed a Christian child. We've taken his blood, put the blood in the matzah. The blood libel. I don't have to tell you. You know, blood libels is a tzar. Even on Yom HaZeh, there are countries today where they still say that the Jews kill Jewish non-Jewish children. They take their blood and use it for matzah. So Chazal Masakin needs check. Go outside, make sure there are goyim not lying around, taking blood of dead babies, dead children, and putting it, the evidence, in the Jewish home to make a bilbul. That's where it comes. Nothing. You don't have to come to Kabbalah, you don't have to come to Zugos, you don't have to come on to Midrashim. It was Pashur Sakana for Klal Yisrael, the blood libels. And that right away reminds, I think, the Pashur tells us the reason why we suffer blood libels, our whole existence was a punishment because of the Nechiras Yosef. Nechiras Yosef, as they dipped his tunic, Badam, in blood. So we suffer as a punishment, blood libels, our entire history. And that forces us then to remember, if it's true, that's why we open the door. What?
What, it's never end?
Oh, we hope it ends. We hope it's over. But unfortunately, even though today, in the modern 21st century, there's still countries that publish in their newspapers that this is what the Jewish law is, to kill non-Jewish children, take the blood and put into the matzah. So unfortunately, it's still going on today, believe it or not. And it's interesting that if you take it a little deeper, that basically it's reminding us during the Haggadah, we have to remember the chait of Mechiras Yosef, the chait of Sinas Chinam. The whole Yom Tov of Pesach is about family. What's Yom Tov all about? Think about it. What's Pesach all about? Pesach is a chabura. It's a family oriented holiday. The greatest tragedy in family in the history of Klal Yisrael was Mechiras Yosef. They took their own brother and they sold him. And they come back to the father and they tell him, Toreif Toraf Yosef. So sometimes to mechazik yourself in Yoni Mishpacha, you have to remember where there was a chesaron in mishpacha, and the greatest chesaron in mishpacha was Yosef, Mechiras Yosef. So here you're sitting with your family, and it's Matoiv Ma'anoim Sheves Achin Gam Yochad. Savor the moment, treasure the moment, and remind yourself of what could happen if you deviate even slightly. That can come to such a terrible tragedy of Mechiras Yosef, and we're forced to remember Mechiras Yosef when we open the door, because opening the door was established as a takana. To be on guard, like Nehemiah, we're learning Nehemiah, to be on guard, to have mishmaros, ish pesach beso, make sure no one's going to plant evidence, some false evidence that you've killed a non-Jewish child and used their blood for the matzah. Okay, that's a second approach. Let's go to a third reason. The third reason is, we're about to say Shver Chamoscha. Now, Baruch Hashem, we live in a very good country, a Medina Shel Chesed, freedom of religion, do whatever you want, and you're everything is shalom al yisrael. But in ancient times, if a guy would hear you curse them, it would not be a very pleasant story. If they would hear you say shfoich, can you imagine? I think it's a pella. Shfoich hamoch el hagoyim, Hashem should pour out His anger on the non-Jews. This country should be choraf. What are you out of your mind? How do you mind? They're so kind to you. They let you live here and they give you all these benefits, all these good things, and you curse them out. How do you mind? Crazy? It's pikuach nefesh. If the goyim hear you say this, they'll come, they'll kill you. So it was a takana. We know it doesn't mean, we know that it doesn't mean every nation, yeah, it has to be understood, but the goyim are not going to want to listen. That was all part of the debates of the Ramban, when the Torah says bad things about goyim, what does it really mean? That's not to be taken always literally, it doesn't apply to every single nation, but the goyim are not interested in hearing our interpretation. All they need to hear is,
they read it literally.
All they need to hear is, that's what you say about us, after all we've done to you, shefoy chamoskal ha-goyim. You're out of your mind, we'll throw you out of the country. So before you say it, make sure no one is listening. Open the door, go outside, and make sure the goyim are not with an earshot of you saying shefo chamoscha el hagoyim. Of course not. They shouldn't at least. There's a whole shot, you're allowed to invite a goy to a Jewish wedding. It's not so. People do this all the time. Not so simple. The wedding, you want to invite them, maybe you can invite them to the party, to the suda. To invite a goy to the chuppah, a chuppah is a sacred event. It's not so simple that you should allow a goy to see, to witness the chuppah of a Jew. Yeah, the minigoyimers, they do, they invite, but it's not really ideal. If you want to invite your non-Jewish associate, so when you work, invite them for the meal. Come for the meal. Anyway, the meal doesn't start until an hour after the chuppah. Invite them for the meal, but invite them to come participate and see a Jewish chuppah, that's not such a simple thing. Simchas Torah was a very big thing if you invited goyim to come for Simchas Torah. It was done. It's tradition. It used to be a big city event. The mayor would come, all the goyim would come. But it's not a simple thing. And there were a lot of gedolei Yisrael that protested that it's a terrible thing. It's a private simcha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Simchas Torah. It's not for goyim to see and to participate. But this is a very interesting idea. We don't want the goyim. It's a very simple reason why we open the door. We do not want the goyim. We don't want the goyim to hear us say terrible things. They're not going to understand what it really means. It's not necessarily directed at them. Sometimes yes. Sometimes not. Whatever the situation is, they don't want to hear our excuses. Therefore, open the door before you say it. Basically, be careful. Night of Pesach, it's Lel Shiur, but you still got to be careful to make sure you're not going to get yourself into trouble. Okay, that's number three. Number four. It's a night of Shimurim. Lel Shimurim. Opening the door is an expression of faith. It's, Chazal tell us that why the Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, the emuna sheheminu, kedai hu emuna, kriyas yams that took place from the emuna, lech derachanayim midbaretz leizerua. It required an enormous amount of faith for Klal Yisrael to pick themselves up and to leave Egypt on the command of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was an expression of emuna. We on the night of Pesach, to some degree, try to reenact this expression of emuna by opening the door. When you open the door, you're making yourself vulnerable. Nighttime is a dangerous time. There are goyim, there are robbers, there are bandits. It's dangerous. When you open the door, you are putting your guard down. What you're doing is you're saying, we're in your hands. We give ourselves over to you, you're going to protect us. Now normally, of course, you don't volunteer yourself, you have to use shalos to protect yourself, but there has to be some degree of emunah, especially now the Pesach to Lel Shemurim. It is nothing other than an expression of faith. That's what it is. I'm opening the door to remove the security of my home. We learn Sefer Nechemiah, you have the door. Take down the door. Remove the security barrier. We burn Shalom, we're in your hands. I can tell the Israeli army, we're turning off. We want to make an announcement to all the Palestinians. The Iron Dome is going to be shut down for the next 12 hours. It's shut down. We're putting our hands, our security is in the hands of God.
But they didn't go out.
But still, it's an expression of faith. That's what we're trying to accomplish. It's an amazing concept. I mean, obviously, the Israeli government's not going to make a mess of the world. The army is on vacation, and all of our systems are shut down. What else? Spy satellites.
Opening the door of the Egyptians.
It's for us to leave. Okay, that is the fourth reason. Reason number five is very similar. It's an anticipation for Eliyahu HaNavi. When we know we have the tradition, everyone knows when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he drinks from the cup of wine, he always looking with their bubbles. He drank from the cup of wine, did not drink from the cup of wine. It's a moment of time when we are yearning. It is Animan, the Munna Shabbiya Samashirapish Sminkos Akhakal Bukhol Yom Shayovo. You materialize, you do a ma'aser to show your yearning for Mashiach to come. The whole year, Mashiach's gonna come. Opening up the door is he coming? Where is he? I wanna see him come. You actually do something, you do some epis, a little ma'aser. I'm opening the door. It's Mashiach here. Maybe he's really outside. Maybe he's walking through the streets and he's announcing that he's here. It's an expression that you actually show for real your yearning for Mashiach. We have there many students of Chafetz Chaim. He had a special kit. He had a stick and a baguette. And when he heard something was going on, Mashiach is here. He picked up his stick and he went outside. And then they told him, sorry, the commotion outside is not about Mashiach. Someone got into trouble with the government. It's not what you were thinking. But that's another, a fifth approach of why we're opening the door. We're trying to actually show that Mashiach is, we're yearning for Mashiach. Okay, number six. Reason number six is called Zugos. This goes to a sugya in Mesechta Pesachim. You're not allowed to do anything that's even. There's a halacha, we're not makbir on this bizman hazeh, but in time of Chazal, this was a very big thing. You may not do things that are even, zugos, peers, because it's shtei rishuyos. It looks like you're worshipping idols. There's a god of good, and there's a god of bad. That you find this in Sefer, Yeshaya continuously rejects this notion, the very popular belief, there are two gods, God of good, God of bad, you can't have Zugos. There's only Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Problem is, night of Pesach, we have four cups of wine. Four cups of wine is an even number. Zugos, it's called pairs. It's a sakana. You're putting yourself in a sakana when you do something that is an even number. Why then on Pesach are we allowed to have four cups of wine? Because it is a Lel Shimurim, a night of where Hashem protects. We don't have to worry about these things. In order to show the children, the Bnei Bais, don't worry. We're now about to fill up the fourth cup. And we fill the fourth cup of wine, and we're coming into an even number. It's Zugos, but we need not worry. We need not worry. I'll show you we don't have to worry. I'll open the door. Let the ganavim come in. I'll take down the gun. I'll turn off the alarm system. Just like I'm not afraid of physical harm by opening up the door and worrying about non-Jews coming, invading, and taking us hostage in our homes. I'm not worried about these spiritual demons that will come and harm us by drinking four cups of wine. So it's an expression of faith to show the people of Bnei Bayis, don't get nervous that we're now about to commence our fourth cup of wine, which is Zugos. all the Mepharshim say just the opposite. That being that we're drinking four cups of wine is dangerous, we have to do something to be mafsik. Now the Gemara tells us, how can you be mafsik between the even number of cups of wine? You should go out and roya pnei hashuk. Look at the market. Go and see the street. If you see the street, you see what's doing outside, that serves as a hefsik between the cups of wine, that it should no longer be considered zugos. So by opening up the door, you're now seeing, getting a view of what's doing outside. You're fulfilling what it says in the Gemara, roya pnei hashuk. Now when you drink the fourth cup of wine, it's not halacha considered to be zugos. Another approach with the same line of reasoning is, the Gemara says that if you are about to commence a fourth cup of wine, you should say, iza de beitavcha, it's a chant, some type of potion, something you say, iza de beitavcha shemeina minai. Demons don't bother me. The goat of the butcher is fatter than me. You want to attack me, you want to harm me because I'm drinking four cups of wine in even number? Say this, iza de beitavcha shemeina minai. Shifo chamoscha basically is an elaboration on Iza de Beit Hapcha. He's saying, demons, you want to attack me for drinking four cups of wine? Don't attack me. Go attack the Goyim. Demons, Shvoi Chamos El HaGoyim, they're the ones who are the fat goats that need to be put in their place by the demons. Okay, that's another approach. And then you open up the door to tell the demons, don't bother me, go bother someone else. Okay, now let me tell you a little bit drush. I'll tell you before, a little, before we tell you, I'll tell you another reason. This is a very nice idea. It says, by Yitzias Hashem V'yatem lo yiseitz mi Pesach Beisei Ad Boiker. By Pesach Mitzrayim, they were required to lock themselves up in their home and eat their carbon Pesach, put on the down and the mashal shtei mezuzos, and the post is very clear, lo yiseitzu mi Pesach beisoy ad boiker. Why not? So the Mepharshim tell us, because the Jewish people were not worthy to witness the destruction of the Egyptians. At this night, what was happening to the Egyptians, their firstborns were dying right and left. So the Jews would derive great satisfaction in seeing their enemies destroyed in front of their eyes. These Rishoyim took their children, put them into bricks, tortured them, poured upon them harm and suffering, took away everything that they owned. Now, what a pleasure to go see my enemy witness his own firstborn die. It would be a great pleasure for the Jewish people to witness this event. Hashem said, no. Al tabet acharecha. You don't deserve to see the fall of your enemies. Chazal tell us, halalu ovdei avodah zarah, v'halalu ovdei avodah zarah. They went out prematurely because if they had remained there for one moment, they would not be worthy to leave. They would have sunk to the lowest level possible. The Jewish people were not holding where they should be. They were not deserving to witness the fall of their enemies, just like Lot and his wife were not deserving to witness the destruction of Sodom. And that's why they were told, Al yetze ish mi Pesach beisoy ad boiker. Do not leave your home until the following morning. You have to stay locked up. Do not witness what's going to happen to your enemies. What do we do? The night of Pesach, what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring in Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach. And Chazal tell us, Mashiach is not going to be like Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's going to be on a higher level. We're not going to leave in haste. We're going to leave slowly. It's going to be with Yishuv Hadas. We will merit to see the destruction of our enemies. Therefore, we recite, Shifoich Chamoscha El Hagoyim Asher Lo Yidu'ucha. But this time, we're going to watch. We're going to open the door and we're going to go outside. We're going to do the opposite of what it said by Mitzrayim, Al Yetze Ish Mi Pesach Beis Yad Boiker. The whole reason why they could not leave El Pesach Beis Yad Boiker was because you're not roy to witness the destruction of your enemies. Halalu Evdei Avodah Zarah, V'halalu Evdei Avodah Zarah. But in the Geula Ho'asid of coming of Mashiach, you will merit to witness the destruction of your enemies. Therefore, we recite Shefoi Chamos Chalagim Asher Lo Yidu'ucha when the door is open and we go outside to see what's doing by the Goyim. Okay, that's another mahalach of opening the door for Shvei Chamoscha. Another reason is we want to reenact what took place at the time of Mitzrayim. In the time of Mitzrayim, the only firstborns that died were the Egyptians, but Pasach Hashem ala Pesach. The miracle is called after the fact that Hashem skipped over us, none of our firstborns died. We open the door so the goyim can look inside, we're trying to reenact what happened, that look, we're safe and secure. You, it's a confirmation of Pesach Hashem ala Pesach. The whole Yom Tov is called Pesach. Why is it called Pesach? Hashem passed over. We offer a carbon in thanksgiving that Hashem passed over our homes and spared us. When we finish eating the afikomen, we finish eating the suda, we finish the matzah, the afikomen, we confirm to the goyim, look at the difference between us and you. You were not so lucky. You were hit. We opened the door. Look inside. Look, see, take a look. Everyone here is alive and well. We confirm that Hashem was Pesach ala Pesach. Everyone by us, Baruch Hashem, is alive and well. It's a confirmation of what the entire holiday is all about. Now let's come to another idea. This is a heavy-duty drush. Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ibn Shalom, I want to see upon him. I want to see your face. Hashem says, Moshe, sorry. Ponai lo yerohu. But hinei mokam iti, v'nitzavta al hatzur, al pes, v'ro'isa es achorai. What did Hashem show Moshe Rabbeinu? The kesher shel tefillin. What is the kesher shel tefillin? The dalet. What's the dalet? We don't say it the right way. It's delis. It's not really dalet. We say the tough as a tough dalid. But dalid is really delis. Dalid and delis is one and the same. Hashem said the best you can see in this world is you can understand, you can see the dalid. The dalid is the delis. Now what is that? So simply means, achorai means in retrospect, you can't see Hashem, sadhoga, b'shasmaisa, you can relate to me in retrospect, but there's another meaning. The other meaning is, the pana means my presence. I'm not going to open the door. You want it, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, I want to understand your anhaga. Hashem says, not so simple. There's a door. If you want to see my anhaga, you have to open the door. You'll see me from behind, but you're going to see me from behind in the tzur of a delas, a dalid, which is a delas, meaning you have to open the door to see my anhaga. It's not obvious. When you have a bias and the door is shut, you don't know what's going on inside. If you want to know what's going on inside, you have to break through. How are you going to break through to see what's... So you can break down the walls, that you're not going to do. There's a mahalach. There's a door. You have to open the door to see what's doing inside. But the door has to be open. I'll give you the classic example. Sharei Shamayim Eloi Ninalu. Right? The gates of heaven, the gates after the Chumei Samigdash, the gates of heaven, Sharei Tfila, Mos Lo Ninalu. So why do you have to have gates? Because there, not everyone is allowed to enter. Even though the gates have not been closed, there are still doors. There are doors for the purpose of... Since we all know that sometimes the door is open, the door is closed. Just because you're open for business doesn't mean the door is open. There's privacy. There's a time for everything. You have to open the doors. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, if you really want to understand the way the world, the way I relate to this world, my anhag in this world, number one, it's going to be in retrospect. Number two, it's not just in retrospect. You have to open the door. You have to want to. It's not going to be automatic. It's not a gift. It's not an entitlement. You have to work and push through the door to see my anhaga. That's why we open the door. Opening the door in Pesach is the closest we can come to relating to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the Haggadah we say, Matzuzur Shonuchim Al Shuma, Al Shum, Shlei Hispik B'tsekav L'Hachmetz, Ad Shehigle Aleihem Melech Malchi Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ugi Olam. Matzah represents the concept of Gilui Shechina. Hashem appeared to Klal Yisrael suddenly, and they were not able to conclude the process of baking the bread. Matzah represents the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to see me? You can't see my panim. You can see my delas. You can see the Kesher Shel Tefillin, and the Kesher Shel Tefillin represents the concept of delas. We go to the delas to remind us of the Kesher Shel Tefillin, which is the closest we can come to Higle Aleihem Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, again, this is just Rosh Prakim. So each one of these things, it has to be developed and has to be understood in a much greater picture. I'm just putting together like little pieces together. But you have to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, I want there to be Gilui Shechina. Hashem says no. Panim you're not going to get. The closest Gilui Shechina is the Achoirai. What is Achoirai? Step one. Chazal tell us the Kesher Shel Tefillin. Step two. What is the Kesher Shel Tefillin? The Dalet. What is the Dalet? Dalet is Delis. You have to develop and understand. We have to develop, which we just gave a little Rosh Hashanah. You have to develop what is a Dalet, a Delis, have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever it is. But there's definitely a connection between the Dalet and the Delis. Pesach is all about Gilu Shechina. It's all about seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we do when we say Matzah. Shehigle Aleihem Melech Malchem Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ugi Olam. It's Gilu Shechina. The closest we can come to Gilu Shechina is Hashem's Achorai, which is the Kesher Shel Tefillin, which is the letter Dalet. And the letter Dalet captures the essence of the Delas. So by coming to the Delas, we're coming close to that degree of Gilui Shechina. Okay, that's one idea. Now this really is my favorite idea. I really like this very much. And it's Drush. It's short Drush. Where do we find the first Delas in the Torah? The first Delas in the Torah is by Lot. Lot is not a simple person. He's not a simple person, Lot. Lot was the nephew of Avraham Avinu. His father, Haran, was the first person who died al Kiddush Hashem. We discussed this many times. Avraham Avinu was extremely devoted to his nephew, Lot, because he felt that my brother died because of me. I brought to this world the Gilui Shechina Avraham Ivri. I told the world that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. My brother believed me. My brother took me very seriously. And he gave up his life. He was thrown by Nimrod to the Kivshan Oesh. He was not as lucky as Avraham Avinu, where the fire did not burn him. He did not survive the miracle. He died. He was the first person to die al Kiddush Shem Shemayim. What do people care about more than anything else? Their children. Avraham said, what can I do for my brother? My brother gave up his life for my cause. I have no choice but to take care of his children. I have to risk my life. Lot is now my child. And to a certain degree, Lot is a member of Yisrael, you can't say not one otherwise. Who came from Lot? David. Rus HaMoaviah and Ammon, Nama. He married the Shlom, married a descendant of Ammon. David comes from Rus HaMoaviah. Who comes from there? Melech HaMoshech. None other. Melech HaMoshech comes all the way back from Lot. What do we know about Lot? So you ask a child and say, Lot was not such a tzaddik. Okay, you're not going to give Lot Shlishi. You're not going to give him shishi, you're not going to give him maftir. Why not? Because Lot, he was Isaac in Mammon, in Vayar, Lot, of all places to live, you have to go to Stone. There's nowhere to go. You can't go to New York. You have to go to Stone. This is where you have to go. But Lot has an incredible tzuchus. An incredible, incredible tzuchus. The Malachim come, disguised as men. And Lot sees them, and Lot was trained in the home of Avraham Avinu, and he says to them, "Vayifser bam me'oid, please, hachnasas archem, come into my house." They didn't want, but finally they listened. He was successful. He convinced the malachim. Vayusudo elav, vayavoil beisov, vayaslan mishte umatzois ofa matzah. He baked for them matzah. This took place on Pesach. We know from Avraham Avinu, yes, it was the day when the malach came to the malachim came to Avraham Avinu and told him that Yitzchak was on Pesach. So Lot was also the night of Pesach. They're eating matzah. So it was mamish Pesach. And what happened on Pesach when they came that night? Kerem Yishkov Uvanshel Yerenshe Stolom Nosabul Abayis, the Rishon of Sodom, who's inside here? Bring them out. Minav Yad Zokin, the whole city came. Kolam Yikotze Vayiku Eloid Vayibulo Ayyahanosh Moyla Shabuel Elecha Loy Lahoy Tzimilenu V'neid Oysam Vayetze Loy. This Pasuk is so critical. Can't emphasize enough how important this next pasuk is. Vayetze aleihem loit hapescha vehadeles sogar acharav. He closed the door behind him. Or stam, he closed the door. Stam, extra. Every word is precise. Lot protected. He protected the malachim. He locked the door. This is a major significant event. He was moiser nefesh to protect them, and now he pleads, Vayomar al no achai toreyu hineinoli, here are my daughters, but don't take them away. Vayomar geshol vayim hoyecha b'labor echa bologor. Vayikshu lishbor hadoles. They tried, but the deles stood between the Malachim and the Rishoyim. And who put that Delas there? Who put that Delas? Who closed that Delas? It was Lot. Lot is an incredible Zuchus. He protected the vulnerable, the people who are weak. And eventually, and it says here, the Malachim saved Lot. They took, and then they also, the word Delas here is repeated over and over, already the third time, and they closed the door. What do we do when we open the door? We open the door by Shvach HaMascha. What are we doing? We're looking for Eliyahu. That's right, that's the tradition. Who doesn't know the tradition? When you open up the door to say Shvach HaMascha, Eliyahu Hanavi comes and he drinks from the Koyish Shel Eliyahu. He takes a little sip and he makes the bubbles. He drinks Eliyahu Hanavi. What is Eliyahu coming to do? Parsha v'Haftarah, Parsha v'Sagadli. Hinei Anoichi Shoyleach Lachem Eis Eliyahu Hanavi Lifnei Bo Yoim Hashem HaGodol V'Hanoira Mevaser, the coming of Mashiach Ben David. What is Lot? Lot is really the Mevaser of the Mashiach Ben David. Lot is the one who brought into existence David. It was Lot and his daughters. Okay, it wasn't such a pleasant story, obviously. Lot had Zuchusin. He had Zuchusovos. Don't kid yourself. Haran gave up his life, even though it wasn't 100% L'shem Shemaim, okay? He did it. He gave up. He was the first. Could he be Masik? You throw someone into fire, you're going to die. The bottom line is, he threw himself into fire. He has Zuchusovos. And he has Eginuschus. He has Hadeles Sogar Acharov. When we're looking for Eliyahu Hanavi to be Mevaser the Geula, we go to the door. Because it was at the door, it was the Schus of Lot, who was Sagar, he protected, he was Moiser Nefesh. He was Moiser Nefesh to protect the weak. His father was Moiser Nefesh, literally, gave up his life. Lot was Moiser Nefesh. So we're now looking, yearning for Eliyahu Hanavi to Mevaser Mashiach Ben David. We go to the Delas. We open the Delas. He closed the Delas. In the Zuchus of him closing the Delas, we should be Zorcha for the opening of the Delas to bring in the Mevaser. It's like a Midah Keneged Midah. He closed the Delas, and that's what opened the Delas so Eliyahu Hanavi can enter and be Mevaser the coming of Mashiach ben David. It takes, and this event happened on the night of Pesach. The story of the Delas, the three Delosos, happened on the night of Pesach. So it's something that we want to associate with at the time of the Bakosha for the Mevaser of the Geula Hasida. A little joke. When you open up the door, don't look for the Levana. It's too late. it's too late. It's too late already. It's already past halfway through the month.
Right.
So suddenly open the little get a little bit merry.
Well, the halachas talk about it.
But the night of the seder is already too. I think it's too late. It's already too late. So I open up the door. It's already a little bit too late for the levana. But these are just some ideas. Now, by the way, it's brought down, especially in Lubavitch and other minhagim. It's a very holy moment. It's a moment to meditate. When you open up the door and you say Shvach HaMoscha, so even before you open the door, while it's happening, it's a very holy moment. Eliyo HaNavi is there. And it's a time to be mispalel. It's a time to reflect and to Pshuto Kimashmo. It's a holy, holy moment. There are many Gedolei Yisrael that would stop everything at this moment in time when they open up the door, Eliyahu HaNavi comes in and just concentrate, do tshuva, and say Tehillim, be mevakesh, the tzrochim, at this very holy time. Yeah. Spiritual being, it's not. How can Hashem be? How can Hashem?
That's something else again.
Hashem, it's a spiritual. It's something spiritual. Something spiritual has a different set of rules. It operates in a different plane. We don't relate to this. We live in linear. Everything has to be linear. Time, space. Eliyahu HaNavi is a spiritual being. It's not.
Should I give the same answer? He asked me about the verse. How does Eliyahu HaNavi?
Same thing. How many brisim take place every single day all over the world? How can
simultaneously?
It's a spiritual being like Kadosh Baruch Hu. We are, now you don't ask a kash, right? How can Hashem be in the minds of 7 billion people at the same time? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachal. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave such a kach on a much smaller level, obviously, and a mashu, till Eliyahu HaNavi, he can be in many places at the same time. Okay, these are some ideas. Have a wonderful day.